Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We are going to turn our attention to the sad events at the, what did they call it? Astro World, yeah. The Astro World Festival in Houston. And to help us understand a little bit about, I guess, the liability of it, is Rich Linkoff, who's a partner at Bryce, Downey, and Linkoff. Good evening, Rich. Thank you so much for taking time out of your evening and sharing it with us here at WGN.
Of course. Thanks for having me, John.
You bet. So where does the liability for something like this lie, or is it a muddled picture that will need to be cleaned up over time?
Well, certainly the investigation will take a while, right? I mean, we know that there's 50,000 potential witnesses. There's lots of video. So the criminal investigation has already begun. It began actually on the night in question, and that will continue. So that will take some time. There's actually three pieces of liability that I'd be worried about. There's the criminal, as we've talked about. There's regulatory liability, violation of certain safety standards and codes, and then of course there's civil liability for all of the defendants. So it will take a while to sort that out, but we've already seen, as you know, lawsuits filed on the civil side, so lots of potential defendants.
Yes, and of course it's a sad, tragic event no matter what, and closer to home when two Naperville students are amongst those who were killed in the concert, and news is out that they were involved in trying to protect other people and lost their lives in doing so. So does behavior on the part of an artist in previous situations, such as in 2015, Scott pleaded guilty to misdemeanor reckless conduct after encouraging his fans to jump the barricades into the security pit during his set at Lollapalooza. Does something like that play into it?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, from a criminal perspective, that I think has some relevance, but not as great as on the civil side. Mm-hmm. The fact that Travis Scott has a history of reckless behavior, as you mentioned, on two prior occasions, he was actually charged. I mean, in similar circumstances, I think a jury would find that very compelling, and that would be evidence of his knowledge of these dangers in the past and his failure to act to prevent them. So certainly that goes to the theory of negligence on behalf of Travis Scott.
In the bottom line, definitely negligence. But there's got to be somewhere along the line that he or someone is in denial. Or, you slapped me on the wrist for that, but nobody did it, and it's just part of the show, blah, 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 blah. And then finally this time, apparently, allegedly, he did not encourage anything like that. And as we've stated, the results are tragic. But if you look back, I was talking with my producer, Tom, earlier. There was a 1999, quote-unquote, Woodstock Festival. And they made a documentary out of it. And in that film, allegedly, Limp Bizkit is performing and encouraging the audience to burn things. And this was on an abandoned air base or something like that. And they burned it. I mean, they literally went out there and started burning stuff at this guy's suggestion. Or maybe they started and he, no pun intended, fanned the flames. There's an incident that it's been talked about today about in 1970-something or other over in at a Who concert, Cincinnati, but that, of course, was inside, and that was the end of open seating for indoor concerts. So there have been people involved in these types of things for decades, and apparently not that much has actually been addressed, even though there have been in the past casualties and certainly at the forefront of today's news with these current events. So I'm not quite sure how you string all of that together legally, or if you, or if it means anything at all.
Well, it's all very relevant. I mean, of course, you know, you didn't mention the Great White concert in Rhode Island.
Yeah. Right.
With pyrotechnics Next. That killed 100 people and injured, yeah. you know, over 200.
Yeah.
That obviously resulted in some, you know, very costly litigation. But I think the common thread here, as you mentioned, John, is that these promoters and, you know, some of the artists are failing to learn from these prior incidents. I mean, again, in this case, we know from the Houston police chief that moments before the concert, he warned Travis Scott that there were some issues. I mean, we've seen video of people jumping the barricades and right before the concert. So there was certainly knowledge as soon as before the concert that there's, you know, an overflow of concert goers. And I don't think it's going to be very difficult for a plaintiff's attorney to make the argument that there was knowledge before all this, putting aside everything you've already mentioned. So I think there's some real liability here. And the common thread, as you talked about, is, you know, just lack of security and lack of proper planning.
Yeah, which it strikes me that as a parent or even as a concert goer, I shouldn't have to worry about being trampled. It's not part of the experience that anyone expects to go through. And it's really a sad state of affairs when, I hope I'm not overusing the word here, but it's almost like a mob activity. It's almost like somebody shouted fire and everybody started running. I don't even know why they'd ran. Does anybody know why they went towards the stage? I mean, what instigated that? Because that's not just something you do off the top of your head, I don't think. Or is it?
Well, no, and again, you know, there is evidence of Travis Scott. I mean, he tweeted, you know, words that at least can be interpreted as inciting some of this violence.
Okay.
I think some of the language he used, excuse me, was, you know, I want ragers, or I want, you know, he definitely used that term. And given the prior experience at his shows, again, I think it's going to be a compelling argument that he did incite some of this to happen.
Yeah.
You know, he was calling for people to rush the stage.
Yeah.
So that's what they did. And I think there's a direct correlation between what he said and what ultimately happened.
Well, according to this article I have in front of me, one of the lawsuit details chaos, which happened at the AstroWorld Festival in 2019, the same quote-unquote bum-rushing phenomenon that's already happened in 2019.
Right.
So I don't think they got a leg to stand on, quite frankly. I mean, they take a look at their history. I'm sure they're sorry now, but, you know, too much, too little, too late.